is set to lift coronavirus restrictions. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says people in England will no longer be required by law to wear face masks in indoor public spaces and to keep at least 1 meter apart as soon as later this month. The Prime Minister confirmed the plans on Monday to reopen society despite rising coronavirus cases. He says legal sanctions will be replaced by individual informed decisions when the country moves to the final stage of lifting its long lockdown. He said that's scheduled to happen July 19th, although a final decision will come on July 12th. Britain has recorded more than 128,000 coronavirus deaths, and infections are rising due to the highly transmissible Delta variant. Three more victims have been found in the building collapse in the U.S. state of Florida, the death toll now rising to 27 people, according to the Miami-Dade Assistant Fire Chief, hours after crews brought down the remaining standing portions of the condominium. Rescuers then resumed the search for victims. 115 people remain unaccounted for. The county's mayor told NBC's The Today Show the demolition opened up a previously unreachable area for rescuers, though the chances of finding any survivors there waned. Crews could be seen climbing a mound of debris at the site Monday alongside a piece of heavy equipment that was picking up rubble. Rescue workers in Japan are searching for survivors after mud, tree, and rocks ripped through a seaside resort town on Saturday. The landslide killed at least 4 people, according to the Associated Press. An official says 80 people are still unaccounted for. Authorities plan to release their names, hoping that perhaps some were away. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday will again appeal to unvaccinated